Greetings, mortals, ghouls, goblins, and everyone in between. Welcome to Three Tune Tuesday, if you dare. Tonight, we gather not in my usual cozy cottage, but in its shadowy, cobweb-draped counterpart. The fire crackles with an eerie green glow, and the wind howls just outside the window panes. Fear not, for tonight we celebrate the thrill of the macabre and a journey into the Halloween haunts of the 1910s and 1920s. It's Tuesday, October 29th, and here in the digital ether, the veil between the worlds is thin. Join me, Bonaparte, your skeletal guide, as we exhume some chilling tunes from the early days of recorded sound. Settle into your ghostly rocking chair, if you will, and let the spirits of Halloween past carry you away to a time when these spooky melodies first sent shivers down spines. Now, picture this. The year is 1918. The Great War has just ended, and a weary world seeks solace in the simple joys of community. Halloween, once a night shrouded in superstition and fear, is transforming into an occasion for festivity. Gone are the days of solitary divination and ghostly apparitions. Instead, town squares are alive with costume parades and bonfires blaze brightly, casting dancing shadows on laughing faces. Homes are adorned with harvest bounty, corn stalks and pumpkins and autumn leaves, a celebration of the season's end. Inside, families gather for games and ghost stories, while young couples steal away to dimly lit parlors for spooky dances. The gramophone, that still newfangled invention, spins tales of haunted houses and ghostly waltzes, adding a sonic dimension to the festivities. But Halloween in the early 20th century wasn't all fun and games. A hint of mischief lingered in the air. Newspapers from the time are filled with warnings against Halloween pranks, tales of mischievous youths soaping windows and tipping over outhouses. Yet these acts of mischief were often tempered with a sense of community spirit. And as the gramophone needle traced its path through the grooves of a record, a new kind of storytelling emerged. Spooky tunes, like the ones we'll be exploring tonight, added a soundtrack to the season, weaving tales of haunted dreams and dancing demons. These recordings, captured in the early days of the recording industry, offer us a unique glimpse into the evolving spirit of Halloween. Now, before we get to our first song, and fully succumb to the dance of the demon, let me tell you a little more about this particular haunting melody. It was composed by Edward Holst, not to be confused with Gustav Holst of the Planets fame. Edward was a Danish composer who specialized in these dramatic, evocative pieces, perfect for a setting for a spooky scene. Victor Arden and Phil Oman, the masterful duo behind this recording, weren't just any pianists. They were stars of the vaudeville stage, renowned for their synchronized playing and theatrical flair. Imagine them, dressed in dapper suits, their fingers flying across the keys, bringing this demonic dance to life before a captivated audience. But there's more to this recording than just its performance. Dance of the Demon was released on the Zonophone label, a fascinating piece of music history in and of itself. Zonophone was a pioneer in the early recording industry, known for its diverse catalog and innovative recording techniques. They captured everything from opera to ragtime, and even spooky tunes like this one. So as you listen to this chilling melody, consider the layers of history woven into its grooves, the composer's vision, the performer's skill, the record label's innovation, all converging to create a truly haunting experience. Thank you. Now, before we delve further into our crypt of creepy compositions, let's take a moment to fortify ourselves with a brew that's sure to awaken the spirits. Skeleton Brew Coffee. Just as we've unearthed these chilling tunes from the depths of history, Skeleton Brew has conjured up a cauldron full of captivating coffees. Whether you prefer your brew dark like a moonless night, or as light as a ghost's fleeting touch, Skeleton Brew has six traditional roasts from light to dark, something to suit your spectral sensibilities. And if you're looking forward past the dark season to one more cheerful in December, Skeleton Brew has their Yule brews already set. They've got spellbinding mixes of dark chocolate and pumpkin spice, ready to raise the spirits. And of course, Skeleton Brew's commitment to ethical sourcing and quality remains as strong as ever. Each sip is a testament to their dedication to both a delectable cup and a sustainable practice. Every purchase of every bag of coffee not just supports us here at Blind Skeleton, but also through the rest of the year we'll be supporting the Internet Archive, with $1 of every bag purchased being donated to the Archive. So if you're ready to join us in raising a mug to the spirits of Halloween past, head over to https://skeletonbrew.coffee and use the code PHANTOM10, that's PHANTOM10, at checkout to receive a 10% discount on your first order. It's the perfect way to fuel your journey through the haunted history of sound. So now, step out of the light and back into the shadows for our next haunting melody, The Devil's Dream. This chilling tune, with its roots in ancient folk traditions, is a cautionary tale of the supernatural and a testament to the power of music to evoke fear and wonder. The Devil's Dream is a traditional fiddle tune that has been passed down through generations, its melody morphing and evolving with each telling. It's a story of a young man who, lured by the promise of riches, ventures into the depths of the forest where he encounters the devil himself. The devil, with his beguiling fiddle music, leads the young man astray, tempting him with earthly pleasures and ultimately luring him to his doom. This particular recording of The Devil's Dream comes to us courtesy of George Wade and his Cornhuskers, a group of talented musicians from the American South. Wade, a master fiddler, was known for his spirited renditions of folk tunes and his ability to infuse them with a raw emotional power. The Cornhuskers, with their banjo, guitar, and mandolin, provided a rich accompaniment to Wade's fiddle, creating a sound that was both rustic and evocative. Together, they captured the essence of The Devil's Dream, a tale of temptation, greed, and ultimate damnation. So as you listen to this chilling tune, let your imagination wander through the haunted woods, where the devil's fiddle calls you to your doom. But fear not, this is just a musical tale, a chilling reminder of the power of music to evoke the darker side of human nature. Before we descend further into the abyss of auditory apparitions, let's take a moment to explore the haunted corners of Blind Skeleton itself. If you've been brave enough to venture into the depths of our website at https://blindskeleton.one, you may have stumbled upon our collection of spine-chilling tales and eerie explorations. We've been digging up some fascinating stories about vintage Halloween costumes and traditions, revealing the origins of those ghastly garments and ghoulish gatherings. And if you're truly daring, tune in to our 24/7 stream of old-time radio shows, where you'll find a crypt full of creepy tales and chilling dramas from the golden age of radio. We've even unearthed a few vintage Halloween specials, guaranteed to send shivers down your spine. But beware, for the website is a labyrinth of hidden passages and forgotten lore. You might discover the secrets of Victorian mourning jewelry, or uncover the history of spirit photography. Who knows what ghostly gems you might unearth? To stay abreast of our latest discoveries and ensure you don't miss a single spooky spectacle, I invite you to join our mailing list, which you can find on the webpage. It's the best way to keep your finger on the pulse of the past and receive spectral surprises delivered straight to your inbox. Now, as our spectral symphony draws to a close, let's cast off the shadows and embrace a more playful spirit. Spooky Spooks, a lively tune from the Victor Military Band, reminds us that Halloween isn't just about fear and trembling, but also about revelry and mirth. Picture the year 1917, and the world is still embroiled in the Great War of World War I. Yet even amidst the turmoil, people find solace in music and celebration. Military bands, like the Victor Military Band, were not just symbols of patriotism, but also sources of entertainment, bringing joy and a sense of normalcy to communities across the nation. They had a vast repertoire, encompassing everything from patriotic anthems to popular dances. And on this Halloween night, they treat us to Spooky Spooks, a tune that captures the holiday's festive spirit with its upbeat tempo and playful melodies. Listen closely and you'll hear the brass instruments, those trumpets and trombones, blaring out a mischievous melody, while the drums keep a steady beat, urging us to dance and celebrate. It's a sonic carnival, a musical masquerade where ghosts and goblins waltz with witches and warlocks. Spooky Spooks is a reminder that even in the darkest of times, music can lift our spirits and bring us together. It's a testament to the power of sound to evoke joy, laughter, and a sense of community. So let's raise our ghostly glasses to the Victor Military Band and their Spooky Spooks, a tune that reminds us to embrace the lighter side of Halloween, to dance with the shadows, and to find joy even amidst the macabre. Thank you. And so as the witching hour draws near, we must bid farewell to the spectral sounds of Halloween past. Thank you for joining me on this journey through the haunted corners of early recorded music. We've danced with demons, we've waltzed with the devil, and we've marched with spooky spooks, all in the name of preserving the eerie echoes of yesteryear. Remember, these tunes, these fragments of forgotten melodies, are more than just sounds. They're echoes of a bygone era, whispers of a time when Halloween was a tapestry of superstition, mischief, and community spirit. By keeping these old tunes alive, we keep those memories alive too. But fear not, for our journey through the annals of audio history doesn't end here. Tune in next week for another edition of Three Tune Tuesday, where we'll explore a new theme, a new era, and a new collection of forgotten melodies. And as a parting gift to you, I will present to you a fourth song this Tuesday, my personal favorite Halloween tune, Old Man Jazz by the All-Star Trio, with all of its wonderfully macabre minor keys. Until next week, may your nights be filled with pleasant dreams, or perhaps a few delightfully spooky ones. Sleep tight, don't let the cobwebs tangle, or the ghosts catch you unaware. Thank you.